In 1992, Mary Leggett was convicted of first-degree murder for wrapping her day-old baby in a box and throwing it away in a dumpster. She says the baby was a product of a rape, and she thought the baby was already dead. Over the years, legislators like State Representative Gary Sherman of Port Wing fought to have her life sentence commuted. Sherman says little was known about postpartum depression in 1992, and that the sentence didn't fit the circumstances. He calls this the most tragic case he's ever seen.
Got the tragedy of Mary herself, who was a normal, middle-class, white-collar worker, trying her best and who didn't ask for this trouble and just had it sort of drop on her out of the sky.
Douglas County District Attorney Dan Blank prosecuted the case. He agrees it was tragic on many levels.
Completely innocent infant was killed, the most vulnerable of victims in our society, a woman who didn't have a prior criminal history to any extent, gets involved with this kind of an offense, even in the year that this happened, you'd like to think there's so many other options to connect with family or friends or hide the baby somewhere like we see periodically.
Blank did offer Leggett a plea bargain for a reduced sentence, but she didn't take it.
One of the regrets I've had is that a lot of the coverage has been on sympathy for Mary Leggett, which I agree to some extent, and that the government was a monster here and took advantage of a citizen, and that's just not the case at all.
Leggett will be released to her daughter in Hudson. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.